This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Tyler with your stories now, brought to you by Huff Home Specialties, your best home investment. With the state of Illinois launching multiple healthcare staffing contracts to increase hospital staffing, the Illinois Department of Public Health is adjusting its mitigation metrics to reflect the additional staff. According to the state, hospital leaders and local health departments have communicated to IDPH that their primary capacity challenge is the need for additional staffing. To address capacity issues reported by Illinois hospitals, IDPH, in partnership with the Illinois Emergency Management Agency and the Department of Healthcare and Family Services, has launched a surge staffing program. The program leverages the state's larger contracting power to engage multiple staffing vendors and create access to a talent pool at a greater scale. Hospitals with rooms available to increase capacity but lacking the personnel to staff their beds can partner with the state to procure the staff that they need. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker said President-elect Joe Biden's stimulus plan will help close Illinois' multi-billion dollar budget hole. Many oppose sending untethered federal funds to states that have spent as if there were no budget crunch, calling Biden's plan a bailout for reckless spending governments. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
The FBI keeps vetting the National Guard. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. To be sure, there are no insider threats among the more than 20,000 troops helping secure President-elect Biden's inauguration. Democratic Congressman Steve Cohen is worried, telling CNN,
"The Guard is 90-some-odd percent, I believe, male. Only about 20% of white males voted for Biden."
Republican Congressman Michael Waltz told Fox that's offensive and insulting.
"This is why we need more veterans in Congress, because we know that in the foxhole, black, white, brown, socioeconomic background, and certainly political party, doesn't matter."
Now, the day before the president-elect takes office, some of his key cabinet nominees have job interviews at the Senate. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more live.
Dave, Senate confirmation hearings start today and include nominees for Secretary of Defense, State, Homeland Security, and Treasury, as well as Director of National Intelligence. Biden's choice for defense secretary is expected to bring some scrutiny. Retired four-star Army General Lloyd Austin. He will need not only Senate confirmation to do the job, but also a congressional waiver because of a law that bars recent active duty military members from holding that position. Austin has only been out of uniform for 4 years instead of the 7 the law calls for, Dave.
Donnie, the president-elect plans to undo some Trump orders and policies and ignore a new one.
President Trump signed a proclamation that will lift some COVID-19 travel restrictions starting on January 26. Under this plan, people traveling to the United States from the UK, the rest of Europe, and also Brazil would be allowed to enter.
Fox's Trey Yingst, Biden spokesperson, says the ban will stay in place. COVID's still too dangerous. A baseball executive has struck out. New York Mets fired GM Jared Porter the morning after an ESPN report detailing graphic text messages he sent several years ago while with the Cubs organization to a journalist, including lewd photos until she urged Porter to stop. America's listening to Fox News.
New year, new budgets. Every small business has unique needs. And when you partner with a Dell Technologies advisor, you get real-time tailored advice. They'll even give you a free consultation on your servers and storage devices to develop a custom solution to help improve your company's productivity. Plus, get special financing with Dell Business Credit and big savings on business computers with Intel Core processors. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
I went to check on Pop today. We put our hands up to the glass as if we were touching. But really, the only touching part was that we both tried to smile.
That's no way to say hello or goodbye. COVID-19 vaccines are here, but until enough of us are vaccinated, we'll all still need to help slow the spread. Keep a 6-foot distance, wear a mask, and avoid indoor social gatherings. Learn more about vaccines and slowing the spread at cdc.gov/coronavirus. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The number of coronavirus deaths could top 400,000 today in the U.S., and there will be a memorial to them. At 5:30 p.m. Eastern, President-elect Biden will take part as they light 400 lights around the Lincoln Memorial Reflecting Pool in Washington. Cities and towns across America are urged to join with lit buildings and church bells. There is concern about more contagious COVID strains in Britain and South Africa.
We need people to understand this virus is already mutated 25, 30 times. That doesn't mean that it's going to be more deadly or more contagious with any particular mutation.
Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams on Fox Business urging people to keep wearing masks and keep distancing while waiting to be vaccinated. The number of new cases and deaths has declined the past few days, but the reporting days were a Sunday and yesterday's holiday. California has become the first state to top 3 million COVID cases since the start of this pandemic. Thousands of Central American migrants keep trying to make their way to the U.S. in a new caravan.
Customs and Border Protection Acting Commissioner Mark Morgan said on Fox and Friends the next administration bears some blame for the caravans.
The reason why this is happening right now is because of the perception that our borders are going to be open.
The Biden administration has promised paths to permanent residency, but also tells caravans that the time to come is not now. Morgan says that warning is too late.
We've got an estimate between 9 to 12,000 people that have already made it through Honduras, and they're halfway through Guatemala right now.
Morgan says the U.S. helping to address economic conditions in Central America is part of solving illegal immigration. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could surge after the long holiday weekend. Dow futures are now up more than 200 points as most markets also rise overseas. The opening bell in about 25 minutes. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere, located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today, we've got some increasing clouds and a high of 36. Tonight, chance of flurries before midnight. And cloudy with a low around 20. For Wednesday, sunny with a high near 38, and Thursday, sunny with a high near 44. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 21 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday 8 o'clock hour of Buyers and Company. We'll find out about Young Leaders in Action with the Community Foundation coming up. Plus, Dave Wendt will join us from Forsyth. The company starts now.
Buyers and Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Confirmation coming in that that was exactly the song that was used in that wedding, 2009. Nick, it's one of those things that if I had said to you, pick a year that Megan and Matt got married, I probably would have no idea. You know, you just go back in time. 2009 was the year, and it was the New Radicals, and that was the song. They had a whole choreographed thing.
Oh, Megan and Kevin?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not surprised. What do they do that's not 100%?
Yeah, and they Megan explains to me, and I'd forgotten this part. They started with It's a Wonderful World and then broke out into the New Radicals song just when everyone thought the dance was over. Kevin, well, Megan was a great dancer.
Oh, no. Poor Kev.
No, it was really cool. You know, it was like one of those kind of moments you think about, like in a wedding reception style. Mm-hmm. That was they clearly it was all about their relationship, and it was really cool.
Awesome.
But I don't have any idea why I remember that song.
Well, it was a great moment. That's why.
1998. How old were you?
I was just starting college, so that puts me about 19.
I forget you and Eric and the crew, you know, often act like you're younger than you really are.
You say that all the time. I'm at home. I'm in bed by 8:30 trying to sleep in through wrestling. I don't think that's me lobbying to be any younger than I am. I have a young spirit, but I'm old.
No, you're not old. Come on now. A little later today, Dave Wendt will be with us from Forsyth. We'll talk about what's going on up north. And I have the 25 most expensive TV series of all time, and you want to get the refresh. Today, it's funny because Lindsay and I don't always communicate about everything that's in the show or in the refresh, but there's a couple of things in the refresh today that are certainly worth your time. There's a brand new episode of Mental Wellness, which is the thing we're doing with Tanya and the folks at Crossing, which is really good. You can get the video on our Facebook page or on Nauticator.com or the podcast, either one. We wanted to do it because you could watch it, or if you're out taking a walk, today's going to be a beautiful day to do that, you know, something you can just listen to. And it's part two with Mary Garrison, professor of social work at Millikan University, the author of Your Playbook for Beating Depression. As we marked Monday yesterday, which I told you is supposed to be the most depressing day of the year, and I didn't know it was supposed to be, so I'm feeling like I should feel a way I didn't feel yesterday.
Right.
Also, a couple of interesting stories that are in there. Is the Sasquatch thing you mentioned a little earlier. There is an unbelievable National Geographic piece about an art curator explaining the resonance between the masterpieces, the art hanging and the art like sculptures and paintings that are in the Capitol while all of this was going on, and how accidentally some of this plays out.
Right.
It's fascinating. And then if you're a fan of Narcos on Netflix, you know that Pablo Escobar had hippos.
Right.
That he, like, literally imported into Colombia. Mm-hmm. There's a whole story in and around that, that it's unbelievable.
Okay.
Today, all these years later, after the 80s, where it is still a problem in Colombia, these cocaine hippos, as they were known. I don't know what it is about, like, drug dealers, both real and fictional. You know, with Tony Montana, it was the tiger, hippos. What is it about exotic animals?
I don't know. It's something that you're not supposed to have. It's the bravado that comes with being the guy. It's like, look, I've got a thing that you can't have because, of course, I can have it.
Yeah, I guess. But hippos, I mean, that is a weird, disconnect.
Sure, and they're very dangerous, and that's probably why. They're very violent. Creatures they can jack you up pretty bad. So maybe that's what that is. I did see the refresh come across my wrist, and the headline reminded me that today's Tuesday and where I'm getting lunch. So that just gave me a nice reminder. I didn't even have to click into the refresh, but I know where I'm getting lunch from.
There you go. Just a reason for you to subscribe. And you can do so free of charge. Comes into your email box at 8 o'clock weekday mornings, Monday through Friday. And then there's a weekend edition that comes out Saturday morning. And please check it out. All right. So I've told you for so long about this Young Leaders in Action group and what they have done in our community over the past year, right? Just time and time again, stepping up and doing for others. And being important leaders, and I don't even think of them as young leaders. I think of them as just leaders. You know, they have done an amazing job over the last 10-11 months in just being out on the forefront of doing great things in our community. Brandon Condors joins us today as part of that group, and they have an event coming up, Rise Up and Unify Youth Leadership Conference. Brandon, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Brian. How are you this morning?
I'm fantastic. It's good to have you with us. How many members are in Young Leaders in Action?
So there are about 110 of us who meet monthly and plan volunteer, you know, service opportunities out in our community.
All right. And you guys are putting this event together, I assume, as a virtual event. You're doing it with Rotary District 6940. Tell me about this event that's coming up on February 6th.
Right. So first of all, thank you for having me on this morning. On Saturday, February 6th, Young Leaders in Action is proud to be hosting the Rise Up and Unify Youth Leadership Conference, like you said, which is sponsored by Rotary District 6490. We're going to be calling upon high school students from Macon County and beyond to join us in a fun-filled, student-led 2 hours of empowerment, guest speakers, prizes, and more. We're going to be giving away $1,000 worth of e-gift cards to those who attend and win, and we're partnering with over 20 organizations to lead and help us out. So starting at 10 a.m., we're going to be kicking off our conference with some empowerment and fun. We will have two fun game activities where students can win first, second, and third place prizes. After that, we'll move into our 5 educational breakout sessions, which are going to educate students on topics such as financial literacy, student cultural exchanges, international opportunities, inclusion and self-care, and a collegiate success panel, which is led by college students from various colleges here in town, as well as some other four-year and Ivy League universities. After that, we will transition to our five empowerment breakout rooms, where we will have games, virtual service learning opportunities with trivia, and a dance contest room led by your very own DJ Tat, which I'm very excited about that one. And, of course, this opportunity would not be possible without the support of our gracious sponsors, the Community Foundation of Macon County and Decatur Rotary Club No. 18, which both of them have helped us out tremendously this year, as well as Rotary District 6490, of course. We're targeting any high school students. Sorry.
Go ahead.
We're targeting any high school students, whether they are from Macon County, surrounding areas, or even from abroad. So if students would like to sign up for this very free opportunity, they should visit our Facebook page, Young Leaders in Action, and click the link in our pinned post.
Okay. And how many people are you expecting to participate?
Well, you know, it's going to be as many as we have. I think right now, the last time we checked our sign-up, we had about 70 or 80 people signed up, and of course, we still have a few weeks to go. So, you know, we're using Rotary wavelengths to try and reach some more people, and we're also promoting it in the Macon County High Schools.
All right. Talk to me about why it's important to be a part of this group. What made you want to be involved in Young Leaders in Action?
Well, I think now more than ever, it's very important for folks to be involved in their community. And especially during this time of uncertainty where you don't really know what's coming around the corner, I think that youth voices out in the community and out, you know, making their voices heard and being the change that we all want to see, that's really impactful because it's not every day that you just see, you know, you see youth wrapping presents for CASA children or delivering Thanksgiving dinners down to, you know, shelters in the Decatur area. And I think that it's a really great opportunity for me to give back to my community because I feel that, you know, Macon County has given so much to me as a student and, you know, as someone who's living here. And I love to just give back and know that my voice is heard and know that I'm making an impact on the people who need it.
What have you learned over the last 10 months?
Well, I've learned that, you know, collaboration is key, and I have never really worked with other students from Macon County High Schools before, so this has really been kind of an eye-opening experience for how to work as a team, and it's also, you know, I've developed some professional skills as to how to talk on the radio, of course, but I've also been able to work with gracious sponsors such as Dr. Jarmie Sherrod, she's our program facilitator, as well as Community Foundation President Natalie Beck, and it's been great to step up and know that I'm really making a difference in my community.
Have you learned that you have a lot more in common than you have things that separate you as you get together from a lot of different diverse backgrounds? Have you learned that there's more that you have in common?
Yes, for sure. I definitely think that we were all, you know, we're all leaders in our own communities and our own schools, and we all share that same set of skills and that same desire to make a change. And I feel like, you know, when we all got brought together, we really just found out that we're a powerhouse of empowerment. We're able to go out in the community and make that difference that we want to see.
All right. And then who is available to sign up for the, I mean, what are the age ranges? I mean, are there any sort of criteria for people to participate in this youth leadership conference?
So we're just calling upon high school students. And they, like I said, they can go to our Facebook page, Young Leaders in Action, or at YLIACFMC, and they can click the link in our pin post and sign up. But, yeah, any high school student from Macon County and beyond, we're welcoming them.
All right, Brandon. We'll have all the information available at nowdecatur.com as well. Say hello to your mom for me, and we really appreciate you being with us today. Brandon Condrits, just one of the 110 young leaders that have truly been an inspiration for me through this last year. I mean, an unbelievable inspiration. We've seen him out at our food box distribution days, so many different events. I mean, you know, there was a time when, you know, maybe kids would get together and do something once a year, a couple of times a year. Just time and time again, they have stepped up.
Yeah, they're in the business of doing business, and that's unbelievable what they've been doing. Their resume between them reads like cultural changing individuals. Got to give a shout out to Brandon for being the most prepared guest that I've experienced.
Absolutely.
This year. Oh my goodness.
He's the YLIAPR chair.
I see why. And, he got it.
Yeah. Somebody said, you know, you go out and do the spokesperson part of this thing.
Mm-hmm. Some of that energy from mom, you can hear in his voice. And
absolutely. Great people. The live music and dance contest You know, I was trying to see if you could get in on it, you know.
I thought that's what you were doing, and I was sitting there like, I wonder if I can do this, but no, I'm too old.
That's okay.
We're finding that out today.
They're working. I was looking through the flyer that was sent over, groups out of Champaign and Chicago, of course, you know, here locally. I mean, they've got an entire, I mean, this 2 hours is just crammed full of activities.
It honestly sounds really awesome. They really stepped through each of the, if you listen to what he had to say, they stepped through each of the things, and they had the breakout rooms. I mean, this is like a legit conference, and you got Ivy League schools and local schools, and I mean, just opportunity for our kids. So I'll be sharing that information when I get to school here in the next hour.
Absolutely. How's school going? I mean, you guys obviously had the 3 day break.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, start back in person today. So first time for the semester, and with the numbers down, this looks to be pretty good. But school's going well. Our kids are learning a lot, you know, and they're learning a lot about themselves, and also how to work at home, how to work at school. Some of them are going to stay at home, you know, out of choice for their families. But I think overall it's gone really pretty effectively. A lot of communication. When incidents happen with families, you know, that they have exposure or whatever, they isolate the kids, get them out, and, you know, we seem to be trucking along. They've done it the right way.
We always sort of have this cliched phrase of, you know, kids are resilient.
Mm-hmm.
But I have seen in this past year that to be true more than ever before. You know, and then it certainly isn't blanket and all kids, and there's a lot of kids that are struggling, you know, throughout this pandemic like everyone else. But this group of young leaders, as I would say, I wouldn't even have to put the word young in front of that. They've been pretty amazing to watch.
I'm very proud of our community and our next generation of individuals that are putting in so much time and effort, you know, to better themselves, but also to better the community.
Absolutely. Good morning and welcome. We're here on a Tuesday. It is sunny outside. It is nice weather. Make sure you get outside and go for a trail run or walk. Get outside and be active today. You know, we've got, literally, we can't complain about the weather at all. And I know I'm always waiting for the other shoe to drop, you know, this time of year. 37, 46, 34, 34, 37, 39, 39, 36, 28. That's the extended forecast.
That's pretty solid. And it's creeping up towards spring, like you said. I mean,
60 days or so.
Oh, my goodness. Does it snow in the spring often?
It can. March can be a really cruel month. You know, you kind of expect it in January and February, but sometimes March can come back and hit you right between the eyes.
It sure does. Man.
So, I don't know. I'm just very excited that it's going to be nice for the foreseeable future. All right, what does the inauguration look like tomorrow? You know, it's going to be very, very different.
Yeah, you know, I think when the cameras are rolling and it's uptight, I think you'll see a lot of what you're used to seeing, you know.
Yeah.
So I think when it gets to that point, it'll be the same. But what I wish had happened, honestly, I wish Donald Trump was involved in it. I really do. In the sense that, not meaning like all the things that happened and then magically he's part of it. I wish that it never got to the point where he wouldn't be a part of it.
That's something.
That's what I guess I'm saying.
Throughout all of my adult life that I have consumed from a viewer point of view, like, I mean, literally mm-hmm. just consumed it, whether the person I voted for or not was the elected incoming president, I have watched the inauguration.
Mm-hmm. Same here. And I've lost my votes lost and my votes have won. So
yeah. And not one time that I can recall ever did I sit there seething with anger or frustration or anything else, just recognizing and admiring our country for this peaceful transition of power, which was like a beacon to the world of how it's done.
Right.
And I swear to you that, honest to God, you know, whether it was, you know, and I was thinking about our guy who will be able to vote, you know, next year for the first time and thinking about what his lifetime looks like, you know, and all of that. And I think back to, you know, Ronald Reagan and George H.W. Bush, right? And then Bill Clinton and then George W. Bush and then Barack Obama and then President Trump and now Joe Biden. And I think, man, that's a lot when you put mm-hmm. it out there over that length of time. But I never sat in front of a television you know, spitting mad about, oh, I can't believe this. And I feel like so many people will do that tomorrow. It's depressing to me.
Yeah, and that's what I was trying to say in a very concise way, was I wish we hadn't got to the point where so many of us will be in so anger or the absence of it. I wish we hadn't gotten to that. Because one of my friends told me, and this has been said by so many people, but pointed out that, you know, if you look at our president as the captain of the plane that we're on, wishing for them to not do well, wishing for any of that is only bad for you. If that plane goes down, you're on it. And so from that moment, it just kind of simplified the idea that it's like, all right, you're our guy, you're our leader, or in some cases, you're our woman. You're in charge here. We need you to do well, and we're rooting for you to do well. And I hope that some people will look at that and say we're resilient, you know, and that we're, you know, here come tomorrow, we're going to start afresh, and everybody has a clean slate, and we've got a chance to kind of unify. I hope some people buy into that.
We'll see. And I hope it's just a day without violence, and it's a day without incident as far as the state capitals are concerned, as far as the nation's capital is concerned. I hope that we relive our commitment to doing what we've always done tomorrow. I really honestly do. And it's interesting, as we still have the fallout from, you know, what happened a couple of weeks ago, and we're still dealing with all of that and the news of all that, this story about the lady and the laptop in Russia, that's crazy stuff, right? I saw an interview with the Washington Capitol police officer that was the guy who had his head stuck in that door.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I mean, we've seen the video, what, a million times?
Yeah, his words, man.
And he said that, even if this wasn't my job, I would have done this for free, and I would do it again, all over again. And I thought, you know, he talked about having his mask ripped off and being punched in the face and hit with pipes, and said that was my honor and my duty. And then I try to reconcile that with the verbiage and then the actions and how ugly it all was, and I just hope for tomorrow that we have a day that's not that, or not anything remotely close to that, and we can remember, like a muscle memory kind of thing, as a country, what we are about.
Yeah, I'm hoping so too, and I'm hoping that a lot of these people that, you know, that got caught up in something in the moment, you know, kind of take a look and go, all right, this is what we've got for the foreseeable future. We've got to make this work.
By the way, do you watch The Circus on Showtime?
I do not.
It is a political show that has been around for a while, that it is done in a real-time, weekly way. So, like, if you watch it, it's like that week, literally.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like Inside the NFL or something like that, but with politics. The last two episodes, which are available on demand if you have Xfinity or Showtime through whatever, are amazing, because it was a real-time look at what happened from the Georgia Senate race to the following day at the Capitol, and then this weekend's episode with the fallout of what happened at the Capitol. Really worth watching.
Yeah, I'll definitely check that out. You mentioned the real-time account. On ProPublica.com, they took all of the extracted videos from Parler and other sources and have a timeline where you can access each of them chronologically to watch the day as it unfolds, or you can zoom in on a map and click in where they happen in context to the building and on the ground. So there's a lot of ways, if you're interested in seeing what happened as it was unfolding, you can kind of do that. ProPublica.com.
All right, we'll take a quick break, back with more. Here is Nick Smith with that three-day forecast we just talked about. Pretty nice out there today.
Yeah, it looks beautiful right now. We might see some clouds a little later, but the high will be at 36. Tonight, we've got a chance of some flurries before midnight. It'll be cloudy with a low of 20. For Wednesday, sunny with a high of 38, and Thursday, sunny with a high near 44. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 21 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:28.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Decatur Earth Mover Credit Union has student loans for all students. Whether you're a high school senior taking the traditional route and wondering how you'll finance college in the fall, or a single parent going back for a degree while working full-time. From undergraduate to graduate and even parent loans, DECU has you covered. Decatur Earth Mover Credit Union. We'll meet you there from pre-K to MBA. Apply for your Sallie Mae student loan through Earth Mover at DECU.com/student.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Huff Home Specialties, your best home investment. With the state of Illinois launching multiple healthcare staffing contracts to increase hospital staffing, the Illinois Department of Public Health is adjusting its mitigation metrics to reflect the additional staff. According to the state, hospital leaders and local health departments have communicated to IDPH that their primary capacity challenge is the need for additional staffing. To address capacity issues reported by Illinois hospitals, IDPH, in partnership with the Illinois Emergency Management Agency and the Department of Healthcare and Family Services, has launched a surge staffing program. The program leverages the state's larger contracting power to engage multiple staffing vendors and create access to a talent pool at a greater scale. Hospitals with rooms available to increase capacity but lacking the personnel to staff their beds can partner with the state to procure the staff that they need. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker said President-elect Joe Biden's stimulus plan will help close Illinois' multi-billion-dollar budget hole. Many oppose sending untethered federal funds to states that have spent as if there were no budget crunch, calling Biden's plan a bailout for reckless spending governments. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. President-elect Biden will be sworn in tomorrow, and Acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen says every level of law enforcement is working around the clock to make sure it's safe.
The Justice Department will have no tolerance for anyone who attempts to mar the day with violence or other criminal conduct.
The President-elect and Vice President-elect Harris attend a COVID-19 memorial ceremony today at the Lincoln Memorial, hosted by their inaugural committee. That's at 5 p.m. Eastern. A Pennsylvania woman suspected of stealing a computer from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office during the Capitol riot has turned herself in to local police.
Her name is Riley June Williams. She is not charged with theft, only with unlawfully entering the Capitol. The FBI says they got a tip from someone who claims to have previously been in a relationship with Williams and that she had plans to sell the computer to a person in Russia. But those plans may have fell through.
Fox's Evan Brown. America's listening to Fox News.
January's Blizzard of a Sale is happening right now at Shop on Main. Loads of items are now available at 50% off or more. Christmas decor, cuddly soft sweaters, warm fashion coats, and a lot of other items that'll be great for the cold, snowy days that lie ahead. Shop on Main is cleaning house to prepare for a fabulous 2021 with fresh new home decor, gifts, and casual, comfy apparel. It's time to kick off 2021 with a Blizzard of a Sale. Shop on Main, 407 North Main Street in downtown Decatur. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today we've got some increasing clouds and a high of 36. Tonight, chance of flurries before midnight and cloudy with a low around 20. For Wednesday, sunny with a high of 38, and Thursday, sunny with a high near 44. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 21 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:32.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Back here on a Tuesday, good morning and welcome. Right now is the time we head to Benjamin F. Edwards and Jamie Bruner, who is standing by. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. U.S. markets were closed Monday for the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. The popular averages closed lower on Friday, January 15th, and the Dow closed down 177 points to 30,814. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ closed lower as well, losing 27 and 114 points, respectively. Market jitters about possible future tax policy, alongside weaker-than-forecasted December retail sales, seemed to give investors pause as they headed into the long holiday weekend. In European trading, the London FTSE was up just 0.05%, and the DAX in Frankfurt was up 0.27%. The Nikkei in Tokyo was up 1.39%. The 10-year U.S. Treasury note was down 24.32, pushing its yield up to 1.118%. Gold futures were up $7.30 at $1,837.40. Crude oil futures were up 16 cents at $52.52 a barrel. Right now, the Dow is trading at 31,044, a positive 220 points. ABM at 52.79, Ameren 73.95, Caterpillar 194.30, Norfolk Southern 254.87, PPG 148.59, Tate & Lyle 36.58, and Mueller Water 12.65. And Dalai Lama once said this: if you think you are too small to make a difference, try sleeping with a mosquito. This is Jamie Bruner with Benjamin F. Edwards & Company, member FINRA and SIPC.
Great advice, Jamie. We appreciate it, and we will check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. We were on the island of Mykonos, Greece, a years back, and it was beautiful. I mean, it was exactly like you would think it would look like in a James Bond movie or something like that. And they had these shutters that you could open out and look down to the sea, and it was like all the whitewashed stuff and the flowers, and it was gorgeous. And we went to sleep and woke up in the middle of the night with not a mosquito, but about 1,000 mosquitoes.
Oh, my goodness. So it came with a fee, huh?
It was, beauty. Well, leaving the windows open was not a good idea. But yes, point well taken. Some of the things that won't happen today or tomorrow that have always happened, no matter how bitter campaigns have been. The First Lady inviting the incoming First Lady, First Gentleman, for a tour. The meeting on the portico of the President and First Lady leaving, and the President and the Vice President coming in. The note that is handwritten and left on the desk in the Oval Office from President to President. I don't believe any of that is happening.
Yeah, that's kind of a bummer. Again, it just tells you where we're at, and I hope that that's not where we're going to be in 4 years or 8 years, however you want to look at it for the next time. I hope we're in such a way that we go, all right, it's your turn. Hop in there, kid. Get it going.
Well, former Presidents Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama will all be there. They'll be joining President-elect Joe Biden at the ceremonial wreath laying at Arlington National Cemetery. There will be people of both parties participating in this.
That's important.
Just not one. Mm-hmm. And there is a whole fascinating way of what happens at the White House with the move-in that takes place during some of this ceremonial stuff that is absolutely, from a logistical point of view, amazing.
Yeah, I saw the beginnings of it when they got the boxes shipped there. Did you see a photo of that, the overhead
yes.
shot? I mean, so like pallets of boxes. I mean, it would have to be. And then I saw the moving, some of the movers going down to Mar-a-Lago down in Florida, moving some stuff in. But you're right. So one lamp getting lifted up and the other one getting put down right as it's, I mean, that sort of gymnastics I always find to be fairly interesting.
Absolutely. About. But we've always had in my lifetime, even before I was old enough to vote, the president, the outgoing president, welcoming the incoming president on the steps of the North Portico and then riding with them to the Capitol. And when Joe Biden arrives at the White House, he's going to be greeted by the chief usher tomorrow.
Interesting. I even remember.
That's nothing, by the way, that's not bad. I mean, I'm glad the chief usher is doing that. Mm-hmm. It's just so different than what we've ever had.
Yeah, I read a story of a pair of presidents, president and president-to-be, riding in a carriage or a car, I don't remember which it was, and not sharing a single word because they were that contested. They didn't like each other, but it was part of the circumstance, the pomp of, showing the peaceful transfer and doing the thing that was important, but you know, even bitter rivals in contested election or whatever still managed to get in a car together, not share a word, but still.
It was just a sense of decency mm-hmm. is all that I am talking about.
Right.
Just a simple, that this is the tradition.
Yeah, honoring what is, how we've gotten to where we are since 1776. This is how we've done it.
And everyone has their role to play in it, and it probably has sucked for a lot of people. George H.W. Bush was a first one-term president, but was by all accounts incredibly gracious to Bill Clinton.
Yeah. Do you suppose that there are some traditions, like I'm making one up, but like the new cook coming in from the old cook, that here's the spoon, are there some?
I'm assuming that from my understanding, most of those kind of staff members stay on.
Right.
You're not changing out the entire staff. Most of them have served multiple presidents of both parties. Now, this chief usher was a Trump guy, and there'll probably be a different chief usher. There will be, people in charge. But I think the vast majority of the White House staff remains the White House staff.
Yeah.
Meaning the people that make it run every day.
Or like Secret Service, maybe they have different guards.
They do bring in different, mm-hmm. yeah.
So I'm just wondering, the ones that do change over, if there's symbolic, ceremonies for them individually.
And there's also been childish behavior before. In particular, when George Bush came in, the son, mm-hmm. A lot of the W's had been taken off of keyboards or glued. Silly stuff like that. But that's done at a lower level of silliness, meaning staff that's not from the man himself.
Right.
It's a sad day. I mean, it really, really is.
Yeah.
So I will be watching the same way I've always watched, because it is something that binds our country together. Whether it was your guy or gal or not your guy or gal, this is the way we do it in this country.
Yeah, and so the official swearing in happens at 11 o'clock our time, right? Isn't it?
12:01 Eastern, yes.
So what time is the show start? I know there will be coverage
it's like the Super
right
Bowl.
Now, but the broadcast?
It's already started.
Okay.
In fact, it never ends.
Right.
24/7. Anyway, on the other side of the marquee coffee break, we're going to check in with Dave Wendt, and we'll talk about this Tier 1 and what this means for restaurants and bars and businesses in the Forsyth area and what else is going on in Forsyth government with Dave. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
As communities continue to respond to COVID-19, SIU Center for Family Medicine wants to remind you to mask up, wash your hands, and social distance. 6 feet. If you are being COVID tested, you must quarantine until you receive a negative test result, because this ensures the safety of others. If you are experiencing COVID-19 symptoms like shortness of breath, fever, or a cough, call 217-545-5100. Our pandemic health workers can help you get the resources you need. Do your part. Mask up, wash your hands, and social distance. 6 feet.
Looking to fall in love with your new home? This is Allie, Director of Marketing with Eagle Ridge of Decatur, your affordable, assisted lifestyle community. You can count on us to provide home-cooked meals, small group activities, and outdoor visitations with family and friends. We are still accepting move-ins at this time. There is no better time to call than right now. Stop by 875 West McKinley or call 872-1282. That's 872-1282. Managed by Garnet Management Solutions, we are an equal housing opportunity lender.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We are back on a Tuesday. Good morning and welcome. Dave Wendt joins us He checks in a couple of times a month for us to get a chance to visit about what's happening in Forsyth. Dave, how are you this morning?
All right. How about yourself? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Good news yesterday, or at least over the weekend, from the Illinois Department of Public Health and the governor, that Macon County is now back to Tier 1.
Yep, that was great news for restaurants. Confirmed with David Schroll, our village administrator, we're going to have our library open back up, and the village hall will be open for if somebody needs to come in and talk to village staff in person. Staff and the library has been doing a great job of handling things online, phone calls, emails, and that alternate method, but it'll be nice to be able to do things in person.
And with the consideration that we hope we all do the right thing by this so that we don't slide back.
Yep. Yeah, I think in going to different stores and stuff and Don and I and Kyle went to Crawford's last night for dinner to kind of celebrate him going back to school and the restaurants reopening, and everybody you saw coming in had their masks on, and the workers all had their masks on, and separated tables, separated booths, and exactly what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, and I hope that everyone will take that into consideration, that now that we're where we want to be and then getting even better, that we all have to play our part in this. If you really want to get on social media and complain about rules, then don't break the rules. I mean, we can all play a part.
Yeah, I think if we all paid a little bit less attention to social media and worked on helping each other, it'd be a better situation.
I think that's probably an absolute. All right, what else is going on in Forsyth?
Well, just kind of getting into our normal routine. We changed our meetings from first and third Monday to first and third Tuesday because of scheduling conflict that we had with our attorney. So we'll have a meeting tonight instead of having one last night, which I don't know how many people pay attention to that, but, changed that. So not too much here at the last meeting as far as the kickoff 2021. We finalized our public works department has put together a detailed plan of sort of a long-term needs or wants for our water system. In conjunction with a loan program that's available from the Illinois EPA. And so that doesn't mean that we're committing to spending any money or doing anything, but it's one of the documents we have to be eligible for that process. So it allows us to take advantage of some low-interest loans. And in some situations, when those loans are having to do with health and safety issues with your water system, the federal government, I think, through the EPA, has those loans as forgivable. So it's just one of those things that is the administrative stuff we have to do to try and be ready if we want to, have those projects in the future down the road, more long-term planning.
All right. To those out there that are running for office, and we're going to have a municipal election here in a couple of months with a primary here in Decatur. You talk about water, and we can all look at what's happened with Flint, the after effects still. You know, how much of what you do is that, as far as a percentage-wise of just doing the stuff that people don't get excited about ahead of time or don't get worked up about, the details of just governing?
Oh, I mean, I think you and I have talked about it off the air before that I think you referred to it one time as the non-sexy stuff of government. Nobody cares about backup batteries for traffic signals or, buying a new snowplow, other than when they want their streets plowed, they may care. But, the long-term planning is what's always interesting to me because we can handle stuff as it comes up, but the better situation that we make for long-term planning of having options and possibilities of what we could do. At some point I won't be on this board, but, one of the things I have as a goal for myself is I want to situate what we have as village finances and plans for the board to be as strategic and as long-term planned for future board members as we can.
And would you put that percentage at like 90%, 95% of just doing the people's business versus controversy?
Yep. It's, the controversial stuff is what always gets the news media if there's coverage in the news media or gets the social media stuff going. But, the everyday stuff of this expenditure, buying this backup pump, or, you know, managing this for the sewer system, or managing this for the public works area. You know, that's a part that nobody pays attention to until, like you said, a situation like Flint, or you have a problem. Nobody pays attention to that kind of infrastructure stuff of roads and sewers and water system until there's a problem. It just goes under the scene.
All right, Dave. We appreciate your leadership. Thank you for your service. We'll talk to you soon. Dave Wendt from the Forsyth Board of Trustees. What if you made the rules? You'd probably make ice cream mandatory for breakfast, maybe decide mullets were fashionable again. And if you were in charge of your wireless plan, you'd most likely do something to save yourself a bunch of money. Well, you're in luck, because when you get Xfinity Mobile and Internet together, you can save up to $300 a year on your wireless bill. And with Xfinity Mobile, you can choose the perfect data option for each person using it, from unlimited to shared data or a mix of each, all on one plan. Hey, you're making the rules here. Get Xfinity Mobile and Internet together for just $35 a month. You'll get Internet for 12 months with a one-year agreement, and mobile with our 1 gig wireless data option. Go to Xfinity.com/savebig, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay. Ends 1/21/21. Restrictions apply. New performance starter customers only. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. After term regular rates apply. Wireless savings compares to the average of top providers. Xfinity Internet required. Here is Nick Smith with your 3-day forecast. Back with more after this.
Today, we've got some increasing clouds with a high of 36, and tonight, chance of flurries before midnight and cloudy with a low around 20. For Wednesday, sunny with a high of 38, Thursday, sunny with a high near 44. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is up to 25 degrees, and your WSOI time is 8:50.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere, located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With its beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
I mask up because I want to keep my patients, my colleagues, my family, my friends, and myself safe.
I wear a mask because I want to protect my patients, family, and friends.
I mask up because it helps prevent the spread of the virus and keeps respiratory droplets contained.
The SIU Center for Family Medicine masks up for our community, and you should too.
January's Blizzard of a Sale is happening right now at Shop on Main. Loads of items are now available at 50% off or more. Christmas decor, cuddly soft sweaters, warm fashion coats, and a lot of other items that'll be great for the cold, snowy days that lie ahead. Shop on Main is cleaning house to prepare for a fabulous 2021 with fresh new home decor, gifts, and casual, comfy apparel. It's time to kick off 2021 with a Blizzard of a Sale. Shop on Main, 407 North Main Street in downtown Decatur. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering.
Did things change for you financially this past year? Have you just had it with preparing your own tax returns? Let Katz Tax Service in Decatur prepare them for you. Katz Tax Service preparers are trained yearly in the latest tax laws, and you never need an appointment, so you can have your taxes prepared at your convenience. Katz Tax Service, professional service at competitive fees. Katz Tax Service, in the same location since 1972. In Decatur at 812 South 16th Street, just off Cantrell.
Listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
So I have a subscription to Apple News, and you can kind of curate your own feed, which I really like. But I had to second guess myself when, with all of the historical news that's been going on over the last week, 2 weeks. I kept getting Kanye West and Kim Kardashian divorce stuff in my feed. Why would anybody care about that?
That's gonna be...
I mean, outside of their own families or loved ones or their own personal life. I don't mean to write it off like it's not important. I mean, why would I want that as news.
You wouldn't, but people that have been watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians, this is going to be what plays out in their final season. I mean, if you've been following their lives.
And why would they do that?
I can't answer. Well, obvious money story. I mean, it's a product.
How much money does Kanye West need to literally, or Kim Kardashian for that matter, or any of them, to literally have a tragedy in their lives played out for people's entertainment?
I don't know. I guess to some degree, maybe there's a level of authenticity that comes with it, which is probably not true. But I mean,
I don't think there's anything. Well, I mean, maybe there's authentic. I don't know. I'm not judging. I wonder why people need this as news in their life.
I don't know. I mean, I understand and appreciate the headline, you know, but I didn't click into the articles.
I didn't either. Yeah. Not at all.
I mean, I got all I needed to know from that from my personal taste, but that's too bad. They have kids. I hope it works out well for them. And
yeah, I just don't know why people want to consume that for entertainment purposes. And I really don't understand why you want to have that play out for entertainment purposes.
Yeah, that would seem extremely challenging and embarrassing, or, you know, toxic, I would think.
Yeah. By the way, one thing the president did do is sign that executive order for the National Garden of American mm-hmm. Heroes. Did you see the list?
No, I did not.
It seems so random to me, was the word that I would use. I don't think it's necessarily a bad idea. I don't know that we have the money for it right now, but, you know, what do I know? I think art is important, and I think public art is important. And as I was watching Let's Pretend It's a City, or whatever that is called, with Fran Lebowitz and Martin Scorsese, she was talking about how she thinks art should be publicly funded because she doesn't like football, but that doesn't stop people from building football stadiums, you know, on the mm-hmm. back of taxpayers, and that's not for everyone, you know, just the way art might not be for everyone. So I'm not dismissing the idea. I just thought it was a random list.
Yeah. You know, some of the stuff that he's done over the years has been random. And, you know, he hopped in on parks. He hopped in on, you know, animal laws, you know, protecting animals to some degree. Just different things that, you know, are getting lost in the shuffle. Some positive, some negative. But, yeah, that would fit with random. I would give you that as well.
There was like 244 people on the list.
Wow.
That's a big park.
I
mean, I don't know if that's just a list to cull down to a smaller list or whatever it might be, but, right. But the list sort of just seemed like it was like kind of flipping through Wikipedia and pointing at a thing.
Right. Or taking anybody have anybody you want on here? Throw it. Let me know. I don't know. That is certainly interesting though.
We'll see how it will play out. I don't know. I love the public monuments in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. And I am also someone who has been on record that because we look at history differently than we did before, we ought to be careful about what we tear down. I mean, you know, we ought to acknowledge our history, good and bad and ugly, but we ought to be careful about erasing it. Do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Yeah, and
argument's not the most popular one. There are people that just go with the emotional argument of cancel things, and I think that's a bad move. I don't think that's a good way to go down. I don't mean celebrate, and I don't mean ignore, or I don't mean know the truth. I mean just cancel. You can't learn anything from your history if you don't have a history.
Yeah, I'm with you 100% on that. I feel like I'm maybe in the application of it a little bit in the middle, in the sense that I think that sometimes you can take down a statue, but I am full for it being in a museum or in a place of learning so that it has a different context to where it's less celebrated, but more, hey, remember when this guy did those things?
But I'm also more of who gets to decide.
Right, that's the tricky part. I mean, honestly.
I mean, I think yesterday was Martin Luther King Day, and I put a picture up that I took of the Martin Luther King Monument there in Washington, D.C., which is incredibly impressive. And I literally, everybody was sort of putting up a quote, and my quote was from MLK, "We must learn to live together as brothers or perish together as fools," which seems to resonate to me every bit as much as it did in the 1960s when it was first uttered.
Absolutely. It means exactly the same thing as it does right now, or as it did then.
All right. We will be back with you tomorrow, bright and early, 6 a.m. If you missed any of the show today, the podcasts are available at Nauticator.com, presented by the Bob Brady Auto Group. You can get them at your leisure by interview or by hour. We will be back tomorrow, bright and early, 6 a.m. Enjoy the sunshine. Get out and take a walk. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Huff Home Specialties, your best home investment. Region 6, which includes Decatur and Macon County, has moved into Tier 1 mitigation under the Restore Illinois plan. The Illinois Department of Public Health is adjusting its mitigation metrics due to new hospital staffing initiatives. Region 1 and 6 have met the metrics to move to Tier 1. Under Tier 1, indoor service limited to the lesser of 25 guests or 25% capacity per room. The City of Decatur has stated that the mask enforcement mandate is still in place. The Illinois Housing Development Authority Board announced the award of over $40 million to finance the
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.